Masechtas Krisos, as its title suggests, talks about the Oynish of Kares, or more specifically, of Karban Chatos, which one is obligated to bring when he does an Aveir of B'shoigig, that had he done B'mezid, he would have been Chayiv Kares. So what exactly is Kares, and why is it that the Karban Chatos is brought specifically when someone does an Aveira Shez Doinoi Kares? So a little bit of an introduction. The Gemara in Mesechtes Ma'ikotin, Daf Chof Ches Amar Aleph, says as follows. A Braisa, Meis B'chamishim Shana, if somebody dies when he's 50 years old, Zuhi Misas Kares. It means that he didn't just die, but rather he received the Oynish of Kares. Chamishim Ushtayim Shana, if somebody dies when he's 52 years old, Zuhi Misas Shal Shmuel Aramasi. Shmuel Aramasi, as in the Navi Shmuel, died when he was 52 years old. If someone dies at the age of 52, he falls into the category of Misasoi Shal Shmuel HaRamasi Shishim. If somebody dies when he's 60 years old, Zohi Misa B'dei Shamayim, it's considered Misa B'dei Shamayim. The Gemara brings that Rabba the Amoyer clarified this braisa. He said, Amar Rabba, Mechamishim Vad Shishim Shana Zuhi Misas Karas. Meaning, even though the braisa said, Meis Bechamishim Shana Zuhi Misas Karas, it sounds like Karas is only when someone dies at the age of 50, but if he's 51, it's not going to be considered Karas. Says Rabba, that's not the case. Mechamishim Vad Shishim Zuhi Misas Karas. Vahay Deloy Choshev Luhu, said Rabba, so why the braisa say, Meis Bechamishim Shana, if it's really from the age of 50 to 60, Mishum Kvoidesh Shmuel HaRamasi. Because being that Shmuel HaRamasi died between the ages of 50 and 60, he was 52 years old, so Mishum Kvoidei Shal Shmuel HaRamasi, the Tana, the Braisa, didn't even want to utter those words out of his mouth. He didn't want to say Mechamishim Vashishim Shana. But Rabbi said, I'm an Amoira, L'tayelas, I have to explain the Braisa. And really, it's not Meis Bechamishim Shana Zui Misas Karas, but rather Mechamishim Vashishim Shana, that's going to be Misas Karas. In other words, the Braisa, the way Rabbi's explaining it is, that if someone dies between the age of 50 and 60, it's Karas. If someone dies at the age of 60, it's considered Misa B'dei Shamayim. Incidentally, it's mashma from the Braisa that if somebody would die younger than the age of 50, it wouldn't be considered Karas. Just like 60 and older is considered Misa B'dei Shamayim, it sounds like younger than 50 is also not Karas. Meis Mechamishim Va'ad Shishim Shana Yaakov Emden and Zagoy Siyavitz makes the deal, and he suggests a pshat. But either way, what is the definition of Karas if somebody dies between the ages of 50 and 60? If you go through this Gemara in my cotton Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph, it's mavur that there's another aspect to Misas Karas, and that is, just like there's a concept that if someone dies at a certain age, it's considered Karas, it's possible for a person to receive Karas and it's not considered Karas of Shanim, but rather Karas of Yoim, which means that the definition of the Karas is related not to the age that he was when he died, but rather in the manner of which he died. Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara brings a braisa, Meis Pisayim, if somebody dies suddenly, Zuhi Misa Chatufa, it's considered Misa Chatufa. Chaluyoy Mecha, if somebody was sick for one day and then he died, Zuhi Misa Dechufa, it's considered Misa Dechufa. Shnei Yomim Umeis, if somebody was sick for 2 days and then he died, Zuhi Misa Dechuya. Shloisha, if somebody was sick for 3 days and then he died, it's called Misas Ga'ara. Arba, if somebody was sick for 4 days and then he died, it's considered Misas Nazifa. Chamisha, if somebody was sick for 5 days and then he died, Zuhi Misas Kaladim. And it's Mavu in the Gemara that the significance of someone who died suddenly, which is considered Misa Chatufa, or Misa Dechufa, or Misa Dechuya, and Ga'ara and Nazifa is that all those misais are considered karas. So there's two types of karas. There's karas of years and there's karas of days. Karas of years is if someone dies between the ages of 50 and 60. Karas of years, if somebody was sick less than 5 days before he died. If somebody was sick for chamisha yomim zuhi misas kaladam. But anything less than that is out of the ordinary, depending on how many days it was or how sudden it was, that would determine the name of the Misa. What's the significance of the fact that it's not a typical Misa? That it falls into the gather of being Karas. In fact, the Gemara brings a Misa. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef, Ki'abi Barshita, when Rabbi Yosef turned 60 years old, he made a Suda. Omar, he said, Nafkili mi Karas. I'm celebrating. I turned 60. So at this point, I know that I can't get Karas anymore. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya told Rabbi Yosef, Nehide Nafkili mar mi Karas Tishni. It's true now that you're 60 years old, you can't get Karas Shni anymore. But Mikaras Yoimi Binafuk Mar, how do you know that you're not going to get Karas of Yoimi? Amalei, Rav Yosef said, you're right, Abaya. Abinakot Lach Mi Apal Gabiyotcha. Half of the Karas, I am definitely done with. And isn't that enough of a reason to celebrate? Incidentally, Rabbi Yosef Lishitasa, Rabbi Yosef was the one that said, if somebody would tell me the halacha is like Rabbi Chanino, the God on Mitzvah, Isa Yosef, Misha, in a Mitzvah, Isa, Avidna Yoimatava the Rabbana. Right, first he thought this way, then he thought that way. So this is Rabbi Yosef again, making a Yoimatava the Rabbana. Rabbi Yosef is celebrating, he's making Tzudas. Over there, he's making Tzudas when he found out that he's Mechuyev and Mitzvahs. Here, he's making a suda because he's 60 years old and he was nothing le mikares, albeit lapalde. Bottom line is, what you see from this Gemara, Maseches Maikotin, Dabchost Ches Amir Aleph, is that what's the definition of kares? Really two things. There's the more conventional kares, the kares that we're all familiar with, which is the kares of years. There's the rest of the story, which is the kares of days. Kares of years is if someone dies between the age of 50 and 60, even though the Braisa says, Meis Bechamishim Shana, but Rabbi clarified that the time of the Braisa was soysen, he was being a little bit ambiguous, Mishum Chvoidei Shal Shmuel Ramasi, but really what the Braisa means to say, said Rabbi, is that if someone died between the age of 50 and 60, it's considered Mises Karis. That's Karis of Shni. What's Karis of Yoimi? If somebody dies suddenly, or at the very least, he was sick for less than 5 days before he died, that too would be considered Karis. It's Yadua that there's a Shitas Rashi throughout Shas. Rashi here in Krisos Tapes. Rashi that's quoted in Toises and Masachtes Yivomis Tapes Amin Aleph. It's also Rashi Ala Torah, where Rashi says that if somebody is Chayiv Karis, not only will he die, but Le'aleinu, all his children are going to die as well. In fact, there's certain psukim in the Torah where the Torah says, for certain arayos, not only will the person die, but ariri yiyu, the person will be ariri. Ariri means he's not going to have children. Avraham Avinu told Hashem, v'ani hoylech ariri. He's not going to have any children. But the Rishonim are very bothered with this Rashi, and they all disagree, and they say that it's true where the Torah says ariri, that's what it means. But to say that all Chayiv Krisis are ariri, that's a chiddush of Rashi that's worth mentioning. But the truth is that there's really a whole nother dimension to Karis, a dimension that's not discussed in the sugyo in the Sechtes Moikot and Dabchov Ches Amar Aleph. The Rambam in Huches Tshuva, Perik Ches, Halacha Aleph, discusses Olam Haba. Says the Rambam, HaToiva HaTzfuna L'Tzadikin, Hichaye HaOlam Haba, V'hem HaChayim She'eni Mohem Oves, V'haToiva She'eni Mora. Beautiful Lashon is from the Rambam. Who shekosav atoyra l'man yitav loch v'arach deyomim. And in Pia Shmuel, where does it say that? So you have that nusach by Kibbut Avayim and you have it by Shiluach Hakan. L'man yitav loch, what does that mean? L'oylam shekuloi toiv. V'arach deyomim, l'oylam shekuloi oruch. Chayim she'eni mohem moves, that's oylam shekuloi oruch. Toiva she'eni mara is an oylam shekuloi toiv. Either way, says the Rambam, zehu oylam haba. So what's oylam haba? It's the toiva that's tzfuna l'tzadikim, it's chayim she'eni ma'amoves, it's toiva she'eni ma'ra. Says the Rambam, schara tzadikim hu she'yisku l'noyam zeh, v'yiyah b'toiva zu, u'peroyim harushoyim hu shelo yisku l'chayim elu, rather, elo, here's the punchline, yichrisu v'yomusu. Says the Rambam, v'chol mi she'eni zoich l'chayim elu, any person that's not zoich l'toiva haba, who mace, he's going to die, and not only is he going to die, but his death is going to be such she'einoy choye lo'olam elo nichras berishoy v'ovad kebehema. Says the Rambam, v'zehu ha'koros ha'kos ha'batoyro. And that's the definition of koros that the Torah talks about. She'nema hi'koros ti'koros ha'nefesh ha'hi avoy nabot. Says that regarding the Megadev, mi'pi ha'shmu alomdu hi'koros ba'olam hazeh ti'koros lo'olam haba. Kaloymar, she'oiso ha'nefesh, she'pirshu min ha'guf ba'olam hazeh, einoy zoich ha'lechoy ha'olam haba, elo gam min ha'olam haba nichraso. Says the Rambam, you want to know what koros means? When the Torah says koros, it means he kores boilam hazeh v'ti kores loilam haba. There's two dinim in kores. There's the Gemara might cut in dab chav ches amar alef. That's the Mufurish Gemara. This kores of Shni, this kores of Yoimi, depending on how suddenly he died or what age he was when he died. But says the Rambam, there's another way more significant element to kores, and that is kores means the person's going to be cut off. He's not going to be zoicha to the toiva that's tzfuna v'tzadikim shehi achayi loilam haba. Kol Yisrael yeshlam chelik loilam haba. Says the Rambam, but a person can lose loilam haba, like the Mishnah says. And the Rambam says a tremendous chiddush that every single person that's chayiv karis, what it means is he's being cut off. What's he being cut off from? He's being cut off from the toiv atzfuna letzadikim, from the yom shekulei toiv and the yom shekulei aruch. He's not going to be zoicha to olam haba. The truth is, this Rambam, as we just mentioned, is a very, very big chiddush. The Ramban al haTorah doesn't quote the Rambam as he often does, but the Ramban argues with the Rambam. The Ramban is medayik that when the Torah talks about Karis, so really you find lishoynis of Karis that come in three different ways. Vihine, but krisus patoira shloishen yon. The Ramban, incidentally, is in the end of Parshas Achrimos. Says the Ramban, ho echod shenema boy v'nichras ho ishahu. You find sometimes the lashon of v'nichras ishahu. You find it many, many times. Va'asheni shenema bohem v'nichrasu hanefashos ha ishahu. Or v'nichrasu hanefesh ahim ilofanai. So you find v'nichras ha ishahu, and then you find v'nichrasu hanefashos ha ishahu. Va'ashlishi, says the Ramban, shenema bohem hikores hanefesh ahim avoinaba, where you find a double lashon. You find hikares, tikares. Says the Ramban, ubir ha'inyin, and he goes on to explain it in detail, that sometimes a person could do an avera, he's going to be chayiv kares, and for the avera that he's going to do, the type of kares that he's going to get is v'nichras ha'ishahu. The person is going to die young, he's going to die prematurely, or he's going to die suddenly. Ayin moy katan, dafchav chesam adal. Sometimes, says the Ramban, a person could be chayiv kares, where the kares is going to be not that he's going to die young. It's not going to affect him physically. He can live b'zayhindet in tzvansik is in the hay. But at the same time, he's going to get karis. You know what his karis is going to be? V'nichrasu ha'nefash ha'isayis. The karis is going to affect his nefesh. Not v'nichras ha'ishahu, the person, the physical human being. But rather, it's v'nichrasu ha'nefash ha'isayis. It's going to affect his neshava. It's going to affect his nefesh. And then you find where the Torah says, he karis b'ilum hazeh, di karis l'ilum abad. That person is going to get a double karis. He's going to get side the chorus in Olam Hazeh, and that person's going to get the chorus in Olam Haba as well. Either way, with the Rambam in Perek Ches Hilchos Tshuva seems to be describing all chorus, and says the Rambam that anytime a person's chayv chorus, not only does it mean Moy Katan Chav Chesem Ad Aleph, but it also means that he's going to be cut off. He's going to lose out, and when he dies, it's going to be a death. She'in Chaya Lo Olam El Nichras Berishay Va'avad Kebehema. Very, very strong. The Ramban, it's not always that way. Sometimes it's that way, but it's not always that way. There's three dinam in karas. There's v'nichras ha'ish, there's v'nichras hu ha'nefashos, and then there's hikares, tikares, double lashon, hikares b'ilum hazeh, tikares b'ilum haba. Regardless, so what's karas? So the simple answer is, someone who's chayiv karas, lo yaleinu, is going to die young. And the truth is, as we mentioned, it's Gemara Moed Katan, Tavchav Ches Amid Aleph, a braisa with Rabbi's beer. If someone dies between the age of 50 and 60, he's going to be chayiv karas. And that Gemara, it's mavur, more than that, and that is also a concept of karas deyoyme, that how a person dies, regardless of how old he is. Incidentally, the Gemara says if someone's 80 years or older, at that point, there's no karas deyoyme anymore. At that point, if he died pisayim, he was just older already, and that's why he died pisayim. But there is a concept of karas deshni and karas deyoyme. In addition to that, there's a whole nother element. There's a concept of v'nichrasu anefashos, a machlokes between the Rambam, Perek Ches Hilchos Tshuva, and the Ramban in his Pirush al HaTorah and Parshas Achrimos. That's all with regards to someone that's over a chayve krisus b'mezid. His oynish is he's going to get karas. Of course, you have to mention, anytime we talk about something skiri or something like karas, that's all if a person doesn't do tshuva. But avad, if a person does tshuva, the Rambam says so many times in Hilchas Tshuva that there is an avera in the world that tshuva is not mechaper for us. A person could be chayve karas, but tshuva is mechaper. And the bottom line is that if a person, however, doesn't do tshuva, for that he's going to be chayve karas. Stating that, Masechtas Krisus, although it's going to discuss all the chayve krisus, I'm going to see a lot about Karas, certainly in the beginning of the Masechta, but the main topic of Masechta's Krisus is not the person that was over the Avera B'mezid. That's really Soyd Hashem L'Yireyav. That's all in the Ebishter's realm. It's Misa B'dei Shemayim, by definition. That's what Karas is. What we're going to discuss is someone that was over one of the Chayvei Krisus, B'shoigig. So if someone's over one of the Chayvei Krisus, B'shoigig, so what happens to that person? He has to bring a carbon. Which carbon? He has to bring a carbon chatas. Now the truth is, it's not mefurish anywhere in the Torah that you bring a carbon chatas when you do an avera that had you done b'mezid, you would have been chayiv karas. What is mefurish in the Torah is two things. The Torah says in Parashas Vayikra, v'nefesh achas techet ha'mishkaga, me'am ha'aretz. So if an am ha'aretz, an ordinary man, will do an avera b'shoigig, he did something that he wasn't supposed to do. Says the Torah, you have to bring a carbon chatas, and then the Torah goes on to describe the two different types of chatas you could bring, either seira or a kizba. Psukim in the end of Parashas Vayikra. So when do you bring a carbon chatas? Seems very sussum. The nefesh achas techet ha'mishkogam yam ha'aretz, ba'asoysa achas mi mitzvois Hashem, asher loyse ha'sen of Hashem. Sounds like if you over a loyse, say that's when you're supposed to bring a carbon chatas. How many lavin are there? 365. So it sounds like that would be the criteria for someone to bring a carbon chatas. stating that Chazal said that there's another parasha in the Torah where the Torah talks about a korban chatos, and that's in the end of Parsha Shlach, tucked away. It says, "V'nefesh achas techet bishgaga." If someone's going to do an avera bishgaga, v'kriva eiz bash nasal chatos, he should go ahead and he should bring a korban chatos. And then the Torah says, "Torah achas yilochem lo'isa bishgaga." This should be true not only for that person who did that specific avera mentioned in Parsha Shlach, but Torah achas yilochem lo'isa bishgaga. So what avera was being discussed in Parsha Shlach? So that too is not mefurish. But Chazal say that if you look a few pesukim earlier, it says v'chisishku v'loisasu es kol mitzvah ha'ela. We're talking about a mitzvah that shackled to all the mitzvahs. Which mitzvah shackled to all the mitzvahs? On the loisase side, Avodah Zarah. So we're discussing Avodah Zarah, and it's regarding Avodah Zarah. V'mnefesh achas techta bishgaga, v'kriva is bash nasal chatos, supposed to bring a carbon chatos. So we learn from Torah achas yilochem, huk should call a Torah kulo Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is an avera that if you do b'mezid yichayiv karis, then b'shoyig you bring a carbon chatos. Af kol shesdoina Karis, the halach is b'shogeg, you're going to bring a carbon chata. So even though in Parshas Vayikra, it's very sosum, it sounds like basoisa achas mi mitzvahis Hashem, asheloisa a son of Hashem, that would be criteria if you have to bring a carbon chata. But you have the psukim in Parshas Shlach, which although is also sosum, but you have Torah Shabbat Peh that says that the Torah wrote a specific parsha that if someone's oivet avay dezar b'shogeg, he has to bring a carbon chata. And then it says Torah achas yilachem loisa b'shgaga, so when makish kol a Torah kulo, avay dezar is doin a karis, so to anything that's doin a karis b'shogeg, you are going to have to bring a korban chatos. Now, korban chatos obviously is a very kachim bigger theme. That's why Mesachtes Krisus is in Seder Kachim. It's not in Seder Kachim because of the Koresh Shabbai. It's in Seder Kachim because of the Chate Shabbai. So we're going to learn some festive sugyas here in Mesachtes Krisus as it relates to Korban Chatos. Many of the Gemaras are very, very difficult, but many of the Gemaras are very, very gishmak. Either way, the Mishnah begins listing all the Chayvei Krisus.